Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today we're going to talk about email newsletters.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And the reason we're talking about this is both of us have email newsletters. For different reasons. I probably have, I don't know how many, but a lot of them. So, and a few ones that I'm spending a lot of time on. So this is a great topic. Let's give some context though. What kind of email newsletters are we talking about here, Stelly?
Well, that's the big question, right? So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is twofold. One, I feel like almost every startup has one, right? So startups do this activity where they collect emails and then they send these emails or regular generic message, a newsletter of sorts. But I've also seen that recently the behaviors of many startups when it comes to their newsletters has changed. I think that people have gotten a bit more sophisticated and smart about it. I see a rise of individual newsletters, like your Product Hunt, Product Habits newsletter started as just an individual curated newsletter. And so I see a lot of changes happening. I see a lot of things happening with people having email list and sending out newsletters. So I wanted to chat a little bit about what's going on today and what we recommend, especially for startups in terms of like how to use a newsletter in a purposeful way that either grows your audience, grows the engagement, or converts your audience to more customers, right? Not just doing it mindlessly. So I'll start with the mindless shit that people were doing in the past and many still do today, I guess. And then let's talk a little bit about some of the things we do and we see other people do that are inspiring or particularly effective that we think startups should steal and copy and learn from. So I think that the typical newsletter template that everybody has in their mind is this generic email that is sent to everybody in the email that marketing at a startup has an email on. And it's typically this like HTML formatted, here is anything of potential generic interest to people on this list. So stars will have like, here are a few news items about us. Here are some articles we've written. Here's some new features we've developed. Here's a promotion we're running. Here's a little funny thing we've done because it's Christmas season. And here's something else. Like it's usually pretty long and it's super generic and it just includes, you know, a number of news items about the company. Hence why probably the name newsletter. Like, here's everything new about us, everything that could be of interest. And it's very generic and very long, and it's sent to an incredibly generic list, just everybody, right? That, I think, is how most companies were doing newsletters forever. And I see that changing now, and I'm in big favor, so I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, people think email is dead, Stelly. Mm. That's, I think, something that comes up every freaking, like, 3 months. Someone says email's dead, and I want to shake them and say, why would you tell anybody email is dead? How often do we as, I guess, knowledge workers, if you want to call it that, or people building products or founders or anybody on the planet that is doing any work, how often do we use email? Even Slack cannot kill email with yep. the ubiquity Slack has. Even any of those things, even text message cannot kill email. And I'm not talking about the Snapchat generation. I'm not talking about like pre-millennials, which I think you and I both have.
Yeah.
A few little ones that are pre-millennials. I have this great picture I have to post somewhere of them looking so millennial. It's not even funny. But anyway, no, it's not pre-millennials. Sorry, post-millennials. Yeah, I'm even getting that wrong. You and I are probably more pre-millennials. Anyways, I'm borderline. I was born in 81. So my point is like email, well, even once those folks get in the workplace, email's still going to be where it's at. And to a great extent, because they are going to have to interact with folks who only work through email. And, you know, to me, like, people will open your emails if they are good. I'll even say it even better. People will continue to open your emails if they are great. And what does great mean? You know, that's, I think, what the discussion to me is all about. How do you write great email? Not how do you write good email? Not, what tool do I use? How do you write great email? So Stelly, my first question for you about this is, how do you write great email?
Well, that's a great question. So the way I write great email is very fundamental. I think about the user experience and I think about the user journey with us. So to me, an email, you know, starts in the inbox with a subject line, which is something I want to, you know, that. So first I get into somebody's inbox. So I need to know who that person is, and hopefully it's the right person and the right day and time to even be in their inbox. Then I want to write a subject line that will both capture your imagination and make you feel intrigued enough to want to open the email and read it, and also is honest enough so that what I'm promising you in the subject, I'm delivering in the email. Then I'm asking myself, you know, I'm had the base assumption that people are really, really busy, and so I don't want to send large generic junk. I want to send short, specific, really valuable stuff. So I'm asking myself, how can I make this as short as possible, but not shorter? How can I make this as valuable to the reader as possible? And how can I make sure that I'm formatting this in a way that allows the reader to quickly figure out, what is this about? What does Stelly want from me? Where can I get more? Or what do I do with this? And so, you know, for us, it meant going from, you know, doing what I described earlier of sending an email to everybody like once a month that was like a nicely formatted HTML thing that just included everything, to really start segmenting our list and saying, okay, here's the people that we want to send our best content to, and we're going to send them, because we know they really love our content and they read it and they open the emails, let's send them more emails, right? Because they want to have more of our stuff in their life. And let's take some of the product announcements that we want to do and focus those announcements on the specific users that care most about them and need to know more about them and send them those very highly targeted messages. And then let's think about the interception, the people that we know have never tried our product but have been reading and appreciating our content for a really long time, come from areas in the world that we know we got get lots of customers from. And let's make a frequent effort once a month in our case to approach these people and tell them, hey, we're sending you all this stuff. We're teaching you all these things. You're getting all this value from us. Did you know about our product? And here's a reason why you should check it out, right? And like push them and convert them to trials. And just being more segmented, being more focused is one thing. Killing the newsletter, the generic newsletter, was another thing. But then from an individual email point of view, it's always the same thing. Like I'm thinking about the journey that the reader has from seeing the email in the inbox, to opening it, to reading it, to asking themselves the inevitable question, what do I do next? Sometimes I want them to just, oh, what do I do next is click this link so I can read the entire article on how to negotiate $1 million deal or how to do a cold call or whatever it is. And sometimes it's, oh, what they want me to do is hit reply and tell Stelly my number one question about sales, or, oh, what they want me